Now, what are the questions?
Basically, just one question. Anything, when he's examining, he says, anything that has a beginning will have an end. So, the corollary of that is, anything without a beginning has no end, but then you have ignorance, which has no beginning but has an end. So,
No. Ignorance has a beginning means...
Ignorance has no beginning.
Huh?
Ignorance.
Ignorance has no beginning from the standpoint of ignorance. The standpoint, ignorance also has a beginning and object of knowledge. Until ignorance is not, it is not there. Ignorance has pitiji, in that case, nothing in the world has beginning. If you look at everything as manifestation of the eternal thing, everything also, any manifestation also is as eternal as the cause, as any effect also, understand? There's a different thing. When you say ignorance has no beginning, but ignorance has an end means it is resolvable. Okay? Because ignorance is not the satyam, ignorance is mithya. So anything which is mithya, okay, anything which is within the realm of mithya, has an end, subject to change. Whereas we are talking about the eternal thing, which is satyam.
So are you saying that mithya is of two types? One type has a beginning, like pretty much everything we see.
Something which
has no beginning, like ignorance. Ignorance is the only thing that has no beginning, that is mithya.
No, Pitaji, ignorance has no beginning means ignorance is not created. Listen, I tell you, please, ignorance is not created. It is naturally there.
Beginninglessly, naturally there.
Naturally there. But here, even then, what is a mithya? I have to understand one more thing. The ignorance happens to be the object of knowledge.
Okay. And as an object of knowledge, it is mithya.
Yeah. As an object of knowledge also, understand now. Whereas satyam is beginningless, means the subject is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, subject is not dependent on an object for its existence. Whereas object is dependent on subject for its existence. That way, okay, an effect has beginning. It's uncreated. Okay? Until it is known, it is not there. Once it is known, then it has a beginning. Basically, we understand it as beginningless. Okay, ignorance is uncreated, means you have not made it, created it. It is there naturally.
Is that because ignorance is simply a misperception? You can't create a misperception, it just simply occurs, and therefore it's natural. Is that naturally there. Yes, like a misperception. You can't help a misperception because it's an optical illusion.
Ignorance is natural, ignorance born, any misperception is begins born. Ignorance of anything is uncreated, PTG. Beginningless. But ignorance has an end. See, ignorance is something
which has an end.
Which has end means what? It is, see, because it resolves. Ignorance also is resolved. And ignorance is eliminated by knowledge. Listen. So knowledge also, in fact, we see, what about knowledge then?
No, that's what I'm saying. I understand this. I understand that ignorance is
mithya, resolved. Ignorance is resolved. Ignorance is eliminated.
No.
Avidya is something which has no beginning, but it has an end. Okay? Because avidya, the ignorance is within the realm of mithya, an object of knowledge. Mithya word. Mithya jagat means it is within the realm of world of objects. Within the realm of ignorance is within the realm of objects.
So it's the reason I raised the question was because the statement that this examiner is making is like, because it's born, it will have an end.
Yeah.
So therefore, I would say, it isn't born. Therefore,
there's no end.
But it's not true. It's as far as ignorance is concerned. Ignorance is not born.
And we are going to see.
So now this seems to be an ex- somehow like...
Yeah, yeah. Now, I understand, because all of these questions should come. These questions should come here. Whenever we say, anything which has a beginning has an end, only which has no beginning has no end means, ignorance has no beginning, therefore it can't come to an end. But ignorance has beginning, ignorance is beginningless, is uncreated, but it has an end. Why? Because ignorance has to, ignorance is something to be eliminated. Ignorance of what again?
But again, anything.
Anything for that matter. But here, ignorance of anything has no beginning, but ignorance of anything has an end once knowledge is of that is there.
Yeah, exactly.
Understand? It's eliminatable. It's really, it is, it can be eliminated. But when you say the Atma actually, Atma has beginning, Atma has no beginning means Atma is not even an object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge of the Atma. Okay, relatively, Pitiji. No, the uncaused. Atma, beginningless in the sense, is uncaused. Uncaused, causeless. When you say beginningless, uncreated, uncreated also implies uncaused. Whereas ignorance, if you say ignorance, for it to exist, even for the ignorance to be there, it needs substratum. Where does the ignorance exist?
Okay.
Ignorance is uncreated. It's not uncreated. It is uncreated. It's beginningless. But it has its cause. It has its locus. Understand? Where does the ignorance exist? Does ignorance exist outside of consciousness, knowledge, the pure knowledge?
No.
Because ignorance is object of knowledge. Is it clear?
Ignorance has a locus.
Smitaji, uncreated, beginningless, but it is caused. Not uncaused. Not causeless. If you say it has no cause at all, does ignorance exist by itself? Whereas consciousness exists by itself. Generally, that's why we say, Pitiji, that's why we say, even though it is uncreated, it has a cause. It is naturally there. See, naturally there, it's uncreated, but subject to get eliminated,
it's
dispelled.
It's the only thing then that is of that category, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Very